I broke my back.
What do you mean by that?
My back is broken.
What, a vertebrae or what portion?
Spinal.
X marks the spot. Spotify. X marks the spot, got competition in the headlock. Randy Savage with the flow, but with a Hogan leg drop. From Bangkok to New York, Alabama to Shatown. Independent and pro, we talking it on the chat now. So sat down and hear Stacks lay the smackdown. Move your smart ass tricks and he don't never back down. What all elite toppers mixed with honor and backs our stream. Got fans in Japan and gorillas on my team. So please follow me for the live broadcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. X marks the spot, the wrestling podcast. Here comes the
champions, 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 champions.
What up, you smart ass tricks? Welcome to X Marks the Spot. I'm your host, Stacks the Homie, and hey, I know it's been a while, but I'm back and I'm better than ever. Shout out to Eric Bischoff. But nah, for real, man, it's been damn near a month since I came and hollered at y'all. Like, I did that whole episode celebrating like my 1 year and what I do, just vanquish, just disappear off the face of the fucking earth. Like, y'all miss me anyway, but you know, I had some shit going on, you feel me? Like, I've taken this new adventure. I know I mentioned in the early episodes that, you know, I got into a wrestling school and all that stuff, and that shit been moving. Like, I done had matches and all type of shit. Like, I want to take this shit to the new level. You know, I got tired of, you know, my original vision for the show is I never just wanted to be a motherfucker that just talked about wrestling, because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that just talk about this shit, and, you know, it's kind of unfair, you know, how judgmental we are towards wrestling at times when a lot of motherfuckers, like, ain't, like, we never stepped in the ring before. Like, we never trained. We don't know what these motherfuckers go through, and, you know, I wanted to be different. You know, at first I did it on some journalist shit, and it ended up turning into something, and I ain't gonna speak on all that, man. Maybe, you know, in the future, I do like a whole episodic series about my experience of training for wrestling and just in the biz alone. Like, I ain't gonna use no insider terms. I ain't gonna give away no secrets for your smart ass tricks. Y'all gonna have to get down with a wrestling school and learn for yourself. But I will say this. And I ain't dissing nobody. I'm talking about me right now. As a fan of wrestling, you know, watching it for 30 years now, I thought I knew everything there needed to know about professional wrestling. I thought I had the insider term, all type of shit. I just thought I knew shit. But until I got my ass in that ring, I realized I didn't know shit about wrestling. Even the term motherfucker use now, like, I did a whole episode about heat, which is, most people think just as people booing you or somebody hate you backstage. That's what I thought heat was. I foolishly thought that's what it was. I made a whole episode about it. Come to find out, I ain't know shit about heat. I know a little bit about it now, but it was way off from what a motherfucker's perception of heat is. So, like I said, man, it's just so much shit that motherfuckers don't know about wrestling. And when you get into that shit, it's a whole, like, it broadens your horizons. Like, you look at it in an entirely different way. Like, I don't even watch wrestling for real no more. Because it's like, once you get into that shit, it's almost like you stop being, I ain't going to say stop being a fan. Like, well, you stop watching as a fan, because when you start doing this shit, then, you know, you kind of look at wrestling to draw inspiration for, you know, what you want to do. And honestly, I don't really get that for real watching today's product. And that ain't a knock on it. That's just like, I'll watch it, but trying to watch it as a fan like I did like a few years ago and all just in life growing up, it'll never be the same. And I'm just accepting that. Like, I did this shit. So, man, it's like the damn dope game, man. Once you get in, sometimes you get in too deep. So I'm just going with the motions right now. Shit still haven't hit me that I'm actually doing this shit. But, hey, it's real. But, no, like I said, I'm going to talk about that another time. Even though I done told y'all motherfuckers a ear full now. But, hey, fuck that shit, man. What's been going on in wrestling? You know, I said I ain't been watching it for real, but a motherfucker still been keeping up with it. You know, what's been going on in the past month? You know, I ain't been on Twitter like I said I would, because, you know, Twitter kind of toxic sometimes. But, like, I still want to know what the fuck going on. I guess as much as I talk about I hate fucking recap shows, I guess it's gonna be, I wouldn't necessarily call it a recap, I'd call it more of a catch up. And if you do see it as a recap show, then take notes, motherfuckers, because I'm going to show you how to do it right. I'll show you how to do this, young. Shout out to Jay-Z as I take a sip of water. But I will say that the indie wrestling scene has been, that shit been coming back slowly but surely. Now, we all know with the COVID-19 pandemic, they know indie wrestling took a big hit. Y'all gonna hear some noise. I'm about to adjust my mic real quick. Indie wrestling took a mess. Like, you know, just shit was closing down all over. It was crazy. But, you know, as I'm on social media, I'm starting to see that, you know, a lot of these shows is coming back, which is cool. Which means, like, oh, everybody that was on AEW Dark now, they about to get these big ass bookings. They about to get bookings galore. Talk about booked and blessed. Like, that's it right there. So, you know, it's been, of course, you know, especially in here in Alabama, you know, we're regulated by the Alabama Athletic Commission, so they gotta follow, you know, the guidelines, you know, per the AAC, you know, regarding the COVID thing. So you're gonna see motherfuckers, well, you should see motherfuckers in masks, but these motherfuckers down here hard headed. They don't want to wear a mask for shit. Even though it's a fucking mandate, a mass mandate down here, but these motherfuckers, they complain about everything. Like, it's fucking crazy. But, you know, they should wear masks, and a lot of people, like, do wear masks at these wrestling shows. And, you know, we got a social distance. You can only operate with half the capacity, 25% of capacity. Like I said, it's slowly but surely coming back. I don't know if it ever be the same where, you know, motherfuckers just be sitting all close to each other and shit like they used to. But, you know, like, motherfuckers, like, they just happy to get back in the ring and start doing what they do. And I know a lot of people, they actually, especially in Georgia, I've been seeing a lot of outside shows. So that's the way to do it. They've been doing that shit, like, in New York and all that shit too, just like having shows outside. And, you know, you can social distance, all that good shit. Like, so this shit's been coming back. So shout out to the indie wrestling scene, man. I'm glad to see that wrestling is getting somewhat back to normal. And let's see what else is going on. Take a sip of coffee now. I drank my water. Now I got to drink my coffee because I'm bipolar like that. But what else been going on mainstream-wise? Oh, yeah. The Open TNT Title Challenge. Or TNT Championship Challenge that's been going on in AEW. Now, Cody has taken he put a little twist on it. He's challenging, like, motherfuckers from the indie scene to, you know, challenge him for that ugly-ass belt. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there. And, you know, it started getting cool, like, when Eddie Kingston came in and they had War Horse. But, you know, this shit had it has a lot of detractors. Like, motherfuckers saying, like, oh, what's the point of Cody bringing in all these indie people if he's just going to job to them? He's going to bury them. I think the first time I said bury might have blew y'all shit out. But fuck it, I ain't going back to edit it. But that's what they're saying. So my whole thing is, man, he's giving them a platform for when they, you know, return to the indies. You know, either they can get signed by AEW, which would be cool too. Like, Eddie Kingston got signed. But, you know, when they go back on indies, their price can fucking go up. Now, I don't know how the indies going to operate now because Evolve is gone. And everybody know, like, Evolve was, like, the fucking, the big stage when it come to indie wrestling. And, you know, MLW was, like, ran by Cornette. You know, they don't fuck with everybody, especially the indie shit. You heard what Cornette said about Warhorse. But, you know, wherever they go, you know, it's other shows. You know, we got the AAW in Chicago. And, you know, all type of big indie shows, you know, motherfuckers can make a decent living if they keep working, especially when Outside open back up. So, I'm cool with the TNT open challenge, whatever like that, just because I get to see motherfuckers from the indies. You know, maybe see some people I done ran into, you know, pop up, and, you know, that's pretty cool. So, you can't really be mad at no shit like that. So, you know, I say positive shit about AEW too, so y'all get the fuck off me. But let's see what else been going on. Oh yeah, Jim Ross mad as hell. Jim Ross, now he, you know, he do the commentating of it. It's a gig, but you know, like that inner old school in him is like, fuck, man, fuck going on. Like, if you listen to Jim Ross on commentary doing an AEW show, he be saying some little slick shit in there in between, like. You know, when they be having, like, them big-ass tag matches and everybody just being that motherfucker, like, dude. This is going to be, I guess, the one negative thing I say about AEW. Well, that tag team matches is fucking ridiculous. Like, first of all, they give them a 10 count instead of a 5 count just so motherfuckers can do more shit. And even with the 10 count, they still be in there for about 2 minutes. Like, I don't know, man. It's weird. You know, FTR, they don't like this shit, and the tag team shit is weird. So, you know, JR, you know, that shit, I could tell that getting under his skin. Like, I guess he feel like the old guy in the midst of all the young guys who just want to do their thing. Like, they don't really give a fuck about the old school way of things. And, you know, I get it. Times are changing. I do think we should, like, you know, still stick with the basics. You know, you could still do your thing, but still work it in, you know, with the way the shit was to begin with. It seemed like sometimes I wonder if AEW, like, they're like, like a bunch of guys, like, hey man, wouldn't it be cool if we did this? And then they fucking do it, no matter if it makes sense or not. But like I said, that's just my opinion about things. Like, some people like it. I like AEW. You know, I like wrestling in general. You know, I just kind of take the good with the bad. You know, I'm always respect what motherfuckers do. But speaking of which, I was talking about the indie wrestling scene on the rise, and I saw one of the best, I don't even know if it's an indie show, man, but this fucking Talking Shop-a-Mania is a pay-per-view that came on last Saturday, which was Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson's thing, and man, that was the funniest shit I've seen, like, in a while. Like, if y'all ain't seen Talking Shop-a-Mania, please go see it, man. These motherfuckers did, like, a whole pay-per-view, like, in his backyard at Lou Gallows' house in Georgia, and they had a fucking boner yard match. That's supposed to be, like, the bone yard match, because, you know, if y'all been keeping up with them, y'all know about Sex Ferguson and Chad Too Bad, and the shit was funny as hell. I had my dog Freight Train in there. I had Great Value, Ric Flair, Paul Lee, and that motherfucker. I think I said Kurt Hawkins, Enzo Amore, Hornswoggle, like Teddy Long. They had a bunch of fucking cameos in there. Like, yeah. The shit was funny. I mean, just listening to them talk, because, you know, Luke Gallows, like, them two motherfuckers, him and Carl Anderson, like, probably the most carny motherfuckers. They're like the last two carnies left in professional wrestling. And just listening to them talk, like, the zingers they say, like, they be throwing in all that little insider terms and all that shit, like, doing commentary, like, if a motherfucker doing some shit, he'm like, feed me, brother. Like, the real ones know what that mean. Like, that shit, them motherfuckers hilarious, man. So, Talking Shop-a-Mania, I don't live that far from Georgia. I'm going to see if I can get down with Talking Shop-a-Mania 2 or something. Like, I feel like I belong there. Like, they really need me to do commentary with them. Like, I would, well, for one, I'd just be laughing my ass off the whole time. So, I don't think I'd be good at that shit at all. But, hey. I need to be somewhat involved with the next Talking Shop-a-Mania. So, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, I'm going to tag y'all in this shit on Twitter. Holla at your boy. I'm trying to be down with Talking Shop of Mania too. I drive to wherever Luke Gallows is. Somewhere. Like, you can blindfold me so I don't know how to get to your house or nothing. Like, I need to be a part of that shit. Like, for real. But shout out to them. They probably gonna say nothing to me now just because I'm coughing and shit. And I ain't gonna do that on commentary. I might. But anyway, some more positive shit, man. Impact Wrestling has been on the rise lately. Like, them motherfuckers, they been on a fucking roll. And I hate to say that I told you so, but I fucking told you so. Impact Wrestling, one of the hottest things smoking right now. And them motherfuckers, Slammiversary. And they ain't got nobody in their fucking audience. Like, they ain't got no fucking trainees. They ain't got no talent out there or nothing. Like, nobody's in that motherfucker. And they putting on some high quality ass matches. Like, my guys, the Motor City Machine Guns is back. So, you know I'm happy about that shit, man. And, you know, they got everybody and their mama there. The Good Brothers are there. Fucking Heath Slater is there. EC3 is back. I want to say Rhino is back. Like, everybody coming back. Everybody coming to Impact. And that shit, it should be good. Like, they got Deonna Purrazzo. She the women's champion there. You know, she beat my bae Jordan Grace. But it's all good. So, Eddie Edwards the champion there. So is Moose. So, man, y'all better watch Impact Wrestling on fucking Axis on Tuesday nights. So, let's see what I'm going to do. It's going to actually take a turn. Get a downturn. Well, not really a downturn. It's kind of upwards, but what else been going on? The Give Naomi a Chance movement. That was a thing on Twitter. After they did that little karaoke shit, you know, people are like, Naomi deserves better. Which she does. I'll say this. Naomi been doing her thing for the past 10 years with WWE. I remember when I first seen her that women's NXT when they had like Caitlyn and AJ and them on there. And I seen her do a match. I'm like, damn, like, ain't nobody doing the shit she doing. Like, this is the most athletic woman I've ever seen in WWE. Like, even more than Jacqueline and Jazz. And those were my top two at the time. But the shit she was doing was crazy. Then they paired her with Funkadaxels and all that shit. She'll have a match every now and again. And I was just hoping, like, you know, please let her, you know, do her thing on the singles tip or some shit like that. But, you know, she a two-time champion, all that good shit. But, you know, to me, you know, she should be up there, like, kind of like, you know, Charlotte. I ain't going to say up there with Charlotte. No, Charlotte just a whole nother beast. But she should definitely be, like, you know, how they pushing, like, Sasha and Bailey, even though what they doing is fucking great right now. But, like, Naomi is up there. She is top-tier talent. And another push that's happening and that's slowly but surely coming along is Big E. Kofi Kingston is out for a few weeks. He passed the baton to Big E. They touched chess and kept it going. So I'm cool. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, I'm excited for that because, you know, I've always been a fan of Big E, especially when he first came. You know, he was doing his thing. He's an Intercontinental Champion. I just knew he was going to do something, but then he started losing to Rusev, and it's just some crazy shit going on. And then the biggest thing, like, that kind of connects these two is, you know, like, Booker T, he said, you know, some not so favorable things about both of them. And I don't know what can I say about Booker T, man. Booker T is a legend. Like, I watch all his shit. Like, Booker T is just that dude. And, you know, a lot of people, they say, you know, oh, Booker T selling out, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. I say this because I ain't going to say nothing disrespectful about Booker T because, you know, I'm in the biz. I might run into his ass. And so I'll say this, man. Booker T, he's an old school cat. So, you know, he has old school views. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And he has his own opinion. I'm not going to say that his opinions are right or wrong because opinions are mostly just like facts. Opinions is like the most, it's nothing. It's not facts. It's just how somebody personally think. So my thing about people having opinions is, can I have my own opinions about shit? So, you know, if somebody have an opinion about it, no matter how much you disagree with it, like, no matter what you say, it's not going to make them change their opinion. So, like, you just got to pretty much, like, do you and keep that shit going. And, you know, he wants Big E to be serious. Like, be serious. You play around too much. You're goofy as hell. But I say this, and a lot of people say that Big E goofy as hell, too. And he need to be, like, take the shit more serious. But I'm going to say this. Big E, don't change. Like, you doing all that shit, dancing, having a good time, I could tell that's genuinely you. That's just how you get down. And for everybody that's saying, you know, Big E coming out dancing, doing all that shit, and he can't be taken serious, y'all go up to Big E and slap him. Just slap fire out of him. And see what the fuck happens after you do that shit. Like, come on now. He dancing around, but he's also like 300 pounds. Like, it's a big motherfucker, like a solid one at that, like muscular motherfucker. Probably tough as hell. I wouldn't doubt it. So just go ahead and Big E could do the fucking tussy roll right in your face and go ahead and slap him and see what happened. Then you tell me fucking if you can take him serious or not. Like, man, ain't nobody got to be all fucking big, burly, brute motherfucker to be a championship. Like, you could be yourself. Like, you know, you ever been around a crip after you stopped crip walking? Me neither, but I sure as hell don't want to find out. I ain't trying to be a part of that shit, so just look at it like that. But I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and I'm going to get back. I'm going to finish up some more shit. I didn't think I was going to go this long, but hey, fuck it. I'm about to take a break. I don't know why I announced that shit again. Like, I've been away for this shit too long, man. Fuck, I'll be back, shit. All right, I'm back. Sorry y'all had to sit through that ad. Well, I'm not sorry at all, because, shit, I got to get paid. Ain't shit in life for free. Maybe it is, but not really. Like, I'm trying to get money off this shit. I've been going for a minute, so picking up where I left off. Let's see, I was talking about Big E and them. Let's see, okay, the Hurt Business, which is a new faction, which is MVP, Bobby Lashley, and Shelton Benjamin. And they're a new faction, and they've been doing their thing. Like, I really think these guys can legitimately whoop some motherfuckers' ass. Like, you know, Bobby Lashley, you know, his MMA record is proven. Shelton Benjamin is a college wrestler, like, you know, a fucking world-renowned amateur wrestler. And a lot of people don't know, but MVP is, like, he's a black belt, and I want to say jiu-jitsu, one of those martial art forms. So they can get busy. So I'm hoping that they do their thing. And now, of course, with every black faction that comes out, it's going to be some type of comparison to The Nation and how they want to be the new nation. And that shit with Ron Simmons didn't help the situation, but I'm going to say this. Every black stable don't have to be the fucking Nation, okay? The Nation did what they did. They were groundbreaking at the time. That shit wouldn't work right now. Now, could they do, like, have elements of The Nation with the Hurt Business? Sure. But no, we're gonna leave that shit the way it is. Like, this world's a little bit too PC for three black men to just be, you know, say the shit that The Nation was saying. Y'all already know how it is. So just let them do them. It'll be like the Beatdown Clan and Impact. So let's just, you know, hope for the better that, you know, they actually beat some motherfuckers' ass. And hey, maybe this might lead to Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar. I would still say hold off on that until they can at least get fans back to a big capacity. Because that shit right there, that's the one. I don't care what nobody fucking say. But Hurt Business, doing their thing. I hope to see more of them in the future. Just whooping ass all over the place. And what am I talking about next? Oh, yeah. This was a big one just because I kept seeing this shit every fucking where on social media. But The Rock and his business associates, has bought him the XFL, which was about to be auctioned off because there's they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So, and The Rock adding another feather to his fucking cap, because The Rock, man, he can't sit still worth the shit. Like, he man, he involved in a lot of shit, but now he about to do this XFL shit. So The Rock saved the XFL because a lot of people, you know, today is actually digging it before COVID shut shit down. So I'm hoping that, you know, well, I'm pretty confident in The Rock. The football is one of his passions too, so fuck it, you know what I mean? He never made it to the pro, but shit, bitch, I own a whole league now. So The Rock is like the ultimate come up story, man. And you should strive to be like him. And of course, whatever he do, you know, his ex-wife Danny, she gonna be a part of it too. So, you know, that's a good way to keep a motherfucker out your pocket after the divorce. Like, shit, you ain't getting half my shit, but shit, we could be business partners and get your own. You know what I mean? So, I don't know what they got going on, man. Celebrities are weird. You know, he working with her and her husband, and it's just, man, her husband is like, Danny Garcia's husband is like the real winner out of all this, but I ain't gonna be too petty, so shout out to them. What I'm gonna talk about next is what drove the fucking everybody crazy, like, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, you probably don't, because I ain't said shit about it, but Raw Underground. Man, this is a new concept on Monday Night Raw. Ran by Shane McMahon, where it's like kind of like the Josh Barnett blood sport. You know, they're look like a little mangy warehouse, which is just probably a room and a PC that they dressed up real well. It's a ring with no ropes, turnbuckles, just posts in the room, just like the Barnett setup. And it's like a work shoot style wrestling. And y'all motherfuckers, like, it looked like some Fight Club shit, but motherfuckers been going crazy over this shit. Like, they burying the fuck out of this concept, man. I actually thought the shit was kind of cool. It kind of reminded me of, like, the Brawl for All, turned up a little bit. And I say this, I ain't really care for Brawl for All, because, you know, back in the day, I was just like, you know, I just wanted to watch wrestling. I didn't want to watch no boxing shit. But this shit right here is pretty cool. Like, I like it. I guess I'm different. But y'all, like, motherfuckers, just, y'all not even giving it a chance. Like, who knows what can come of this shit? And people just saying, like, you know, a lot of people hated Brawl for All back, and they're like, oh, they got hurt for real. But now that they're doing it in a work shoot style, it's like, oh, it's work shoot. It doesn't look believable. Y'all motherfuckers don't know what the fuck y'all want. I mean, damn. Like, give them some credit. Like, they trying to do some shit during the pandemic. Like, they can't rely on fans and the audience no more. So they just got to come up with different shit. So I'm like, man, give this shit a chance, man. Y'all can't be burying everything, and y'all so biased to this shit, man. I bet if any other fucking company did this shit, then y'all be all for it. But y'all just so anti-WWE. Like, what the fuck? Give the shit a chance, man. I think this shit can actually do something, man. So shout out to Raw Underground, man. And the last thing I'm going to talk about, I'm going to preface it with this. Like I've mentioned it before, I'm in the biz. I mean, I have, like, my own, like, wrestling Facebook page, which is under my wrestling persona. And it's pretty cool because I'm friends with a lot of people in wrestling right now. Like, basically, every motherfucker that you see on AEW Dark, I'm friends with them on Facebook. I'm friends with a lot of legends. I got a lot of random friends that send me requests. Like, I'm friends with Tessa Blanchard's mom for whatever reason. But, you know, that's cool, too. I'm friends with a lot of legends. Teddy Long, Rodney Mack, Jazz. A bunch of motherfuckers in name that I interact with on there. And it's a pretty cool thing, you know. You know, most people see their legends, you know, on, like, the downside of their career, you know, like, oh, but to me, it's pretty dope that, you know, it's kind of on a personal level. But the one friend I have on there, which I kind of regret now, but it's so entertaining. But if anybody in the wrestling world, if y'all friends with Marty Jannetty on Facebook, well, y'all know that motherfucking be wilding the fuck out on Facebook. That damn Marty Jannetty off the chain. Like, even if you, like, add him on Facebook, I'm sure he's not accepting friend requests at the time, but follow him or something, cause this motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck he been on. Like, I want some of whatever he been on, cause, man, the post he be making, like, every other post is about, like, a girl he done fucked or some shit back in the day, or who he fucking with now. But the most recent shit he did, which I saw, and I was kind of looking like, damn, Marty, what the fuck? No, he pretty much admitted that he killed the guy. Yes, Marginetti murdered a motherfucker in the early 70s or some shit when he's a teenager. And apparently the guy was a homosexual African-American male. But of course, Marty Jannetty used other choice words to describe his ethnicity and sexual preference. So that shit sent social media in a fucking hailstorm. You know, he since deleted the post, and I'm pretty sure he's in jail right now for murder. I shouldn't be laughing, but man, like I said, Marty Jannetty be wilding the fuck out. This motherfucker be on Shawn Michaels' ass. Like, he posted a picture on there the other day, well, a few days ago before this murder shit. That I won't even post. It's like basically like a Shawn Michaels action figure going down on a Pat Patterson figure saying, "Think of the gold, Shawn. Think of the gold." I'm like, this motherfucker's still bitter over Shawn Michaels. Like, bro, Marty, man, I'm hoping. I don't know, man. I hope he's somewhere safe. Like, I don't hope he's not in jail. He probably is, because like I said, Marty been wilding the fuck out, man. Like, even talking about the girls he done fucked, like, some of them be young. And Marty Jannetty. I low key want to hang out with him now. I don't know, but man, I don't even want to talk about this shit no more. This shit might incriminate me, so I'ma just end it there. I've been talking to y'all long enough, so that's it. Hope y'all enjoyed whatever the fuck I was talking about. I enjoy talking to shit, especially talking shit about Marty Jannetty. Wild ass. Y'all follow. Yeah, just follow him, man. He more off the chain than fucking Virgil ass. But, you know, thank y'all for listening. It's fun. It's always, you know, check your brother out on Apple Podcasts. Like my shit. Subscribe to my shit. Leave a comment, a review, all that good shit. Listen to me on Anchor. Like my shit. Favorite my shit. Put a gold star on that shit. Leave your boy a voice message. You know, I like interacting with people, you know. You could listen to me on Spotify. Spotify. If you know, you know. iHeartRadio. Everything, really, man. Just fucking Google my shit, man. You can listen to me any fucking where. There's no reason why you can't listen to my shit. Follow me on Twitter, Smart Kenry, World Strongest Smart. I ain't even gonna tell y'all to challenge me no more, because clearly y'all scared. Like, y'all motherfuckers. Do I gotta start naming motherfuckers now? Is that the only way I get a motherfucker to react to me? That's cool. I probably won't do that. But yeah, I ain't gonna give y'all my Facebook and shit yet, because I ain't ready to expose y'all to my wrestling side. But, you know, shout out to all my people in the wrestling podcast game. You know, Gimmick Minute, those are my guys. On the Sidelines, Life's a Botch, my boy High Tech. You know, I usually shout out people that had me on their shit. So if you have me on your shit, I'm gonna plug you every fucking time. I ain't name drop Mario today, so. What's up, Mario? Shout out to my boy, Kyle, the writer. He wrote me a little banging-ass theme song, which is off the Chizane. So shout out to him for that. And shout out to me, because I'm that motherfucker. I'm just kidding, man. Let me end this shit for y'all. Stop fucking with me for real. All right, I'm out. Bye, bitches.